The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. It's our 19th anniversary on the air. Honestly, how long did you think we would last?
I'm Tony Kornheiser until the first commercial break. No. Then I thought we were done.
I know you didn't think it would last that long, but you thought it would go longer than that.
Two years was your over-under, right? No, because we had a two-year guarantee, and they had the option for the third year. I felt 2 to 3 months before they said, what are we doing with these
folks? 2 to 3 months?
Get them out of here. 2 to 3 months is all I really thought. Welcome to, by the way, I had some hair then. I have nothing now. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Big Ten gets ready to kick off. The Toronto Raptors might move their season to an unlikely city. And we've got a big NFC East tilt between the Giants and Eagles. Can't wait for that one. But we begin today with Tampa bouncing back and beating the Dodgers to even the World Series at 1-1. Brandon Lau, who hadn't been hitting much during the playoffs, became the first player ever to hit two opposite field home runs in one series game. Blake Snell no-hit the Dodgers through four innings and was pulled in the fifth after giving up a two-run homer. Wilbon, what was the bigger deal, Snell's quality start or Lau breaking out?
Tony, of course Tampa needed both of those things. And what became a closer game after it was 5-0. But, Tone, I'm going to say Snell, even though you know that I like longer pitching performances, and that's what has defined my life as a baseball fan and observer, 4 2/3, Like, the guys, the great pitchers that we identify as great pitchers, people that we idolized or people that we covered, they would look at that and they would have sneezed at that. In the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and maybe even the aughts, if you're talking about like Pedro and Roger Clemens and guys like that, Oral Hershiser, but I'm still going to say Snell because I think he really gave them a lot of confidence with the way he was able to, what did he do, strike out 9-4, 10-4 2/3? I'm going to say Snell.
So that surprises me because for me watching Snell through the playoffs, that's pretty much a typical Snell performance.
Now it is,
he doesn't get past the fifth. He certainly doesn't get past the sixth inning, and Tampa trots in a whole bunch of relievers. I would have said Lau, I know you hate numbers, but I'm going to give you a couple of numbers. He had been their best power hitter throughout the regular season.
He had
14 homers. He had 56 RBI in 60 games. And that's a tremendous pace. But in the playoffs, he was 4 of his last 48. He had one extra base hit and 19 strikeouts in 15 games. They are a swing and miss team and swing and hit team. They don't build rallies. They pound it out of the park. If Lau can hit, that helps them a lot. It really helps them.
Tony, it does. There's no question about it. It becomes like yesterday's discussion. You know, do your reverse order of, you know, 3-2-1 stars like the NHL does. I get that. And Lau is so important to what they do. And by the way, one of the phoniest, most overrated, stupid, unnecessary, waste of time things is how many opposite field homers? So damn what? He hit the ball out of the ballpark. Who cares whether it was oppo or not? But going back to Snell for a second, Tony, I know that their bullpen is so critical to what they do in Tampa. Yeah. But you got to get to the pen. If you can get there with a lead, even if that lead sort of evaporates, I still think that Snell can't be overlooked.
Meanwhile, the Dodgers used 7 pitchers last night.
Yeah.
Tampa used 5.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of strategy, but that becomes an almost endless parade. One small little fact. Did you know that Lau is a local for us? He went to the University of Maryland. Yeah,
no.
He went to the University of Maryland.
You know what?
Yeah,
I heard Scott Van Pelt and Kirkjian make a Maryland reference, but I didn't know that
Lau.
So we learn something every day. Yeah. Terps. The Terps are my enemy this weekend, but we'll get to that. We're getting to it now. We're about 26 hours away from the kickoff of the Big Ten football season. Illinois and number 14 Wisconsin start things off Friday night, followed by a full slate on Saturday that includes Nebraska at number 5 Ohio State and Maryland and Evanston at Northwestern. The SEC, ACC, and Big 12 have been rolling for weeks. Tone, do you see this delayed start as an advantage or a disadvantage to the Big Ten getting at least one team in the playoffs?
So I'm going to answer that, but for the first 20 seconds, I want you to put your hands in your ears. I don't want you to listen to what I have to say, because what I have to say is that I'm tired of the Big Ten's moral superiority. They said they were not going to play to protect their students, and that's fine. And I was with them, and you were with them when they said it.
Yeah.
Now they're going to play when the Midwest, the upper Midwest, and the area that is Big Ten country is having the worst spike in coronavirus in the entire country. And if that isn't a money grab, nothing is. Now, to answer your question, is it an advantage? It is for Ohio State. If Ohio State runs the table, they're in without any question. Or maybe the team, if a team beats Ohio State and runs the table, it's an advantage. The other advantage I can see is you're playing only in conference. So you can't get tripped up by a MAC team or a Big 12 team or something like that. I think the playoff is better when Big Ten teams are in the mix. I do.
Well, teams means plural. I saw this thing today. I'm not sure who it was. Was it Allstate? I can't remember who the sponsor was. But it talked about the percentage chances of two teams from one conference, the Big Ten having a greater chance than the SEC, which is like the dumbest poll or the dumbest take I've ever heard. Okay? And I'm a Big Ten guy. All right, first of all, Wisconsin is always, and you know, people in Nebraska are still angry at me for me telling them to get out of the conference some weeks ago. Wisconsin's the most overrated team every year. Wisconsin, the Badgers in football, they are the Dallas Cowboys. Because every year people start talking about how great they're going to be. They're 14th ranked this year. I'm guessing, because I've been at these games, seems like Northwestern, like we've beaten them three out of the last 5 years. Maybe I'm wrong about that. We'll check. But I have no faith in Wisconsin. I don't have any particular faith in Penn State. I only have lukewarm faith in Ohio State. So while I'm glad to see the Big Ten football season going, Tony, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. I don't see this as being any advantage or disadvantage. I don't know that anybody other than Ohio State can possibly make it to the playoff. That's the only one,
that's
a big, fat if.
We're confident right now that Alabama and Clemson are in. The Penn State game at home against Ohio State could be
Alabama-Georgia
game.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be something that would have meaning. I also want to mention this. Thank you for mentioning Nebraska. Nebraska is the only team in the Big Ten that said, we want to play. Everybody else in the Big Ten said, shut up. Now they're playing, and they're punishing Nebraska. They open at Ohio State.
Hey, let me say this. You want to ask me sometime during the show whether there's an upset alert on Nebraska at Ohio State? Just before we get off the air.
Okay.
Before we get off
the air. I'll ask you now.
No,
I'm
saving
it. Is there an upset alert?
It's a tease.
You just said you want to ask me, and I
asked you. I said before the end of the show.
We'll get back to it. Yahoo is reporting that because of Canadian government restrictions against travel into Canada from the United States, the Toronto Raptors might be in the same situation as the Toronto Blue Jays. They might have to find a temporary home in the United States. Yahoo is suggesting Louisville, Kentucky, where the KFC Yum Center is NBA ready. Wilbon, how do you like the sound of the Louisville Raptors?
The whole thing is so stupid, I refuse to pay attention to it. Because first of all, we're sitting here talking about this in mid-October, late October, okay? So you got late November, late December, late January, late February. It's 4 months, in my opinion, before this season, 4 months or more before the NBA season is going to start. So how the hell do we know in which direction the world and therefore the pandemic are going to tilt? We don't know. We don't know who's going to be traveling anywhere and to what country and who's going to let whom in. And by the way, the Toronto Raptors, not the Maple Leafs, not even the Blue Jays who won a couple of World Series in the early 90s, 92, 93, something like that. The Raptors are the darling, not just of Toronto, but of Canada. I don't believe that the Canadian authorities are going to let the Toronto Raptors go and play 41 home games. There ain't going to be that many home games. Home games in Louisville. I don't believe that from where we sit now. I don't.
Yeah. So I understand this because they are in the Eastern Conference, and they're in a division with New York and Brooklyn and Boston and Philadelphia, all I-95, baby, I point out. And you want to keep them as close to that as possible. So when somebody floats the name Seattle, that's just too stupid for words. I understand Louisville because it's in the farthest western point of the eastern time zone. But why not Buffalo? I mean, the Blue Jays moved to Buffalo. If you're going to do it, they were in the NBA, the Buffalo Braves, with Ernie D and Bob McAdoo. They probably got an arena. Another thing, if you're going to do Louisville, Mike, why not go 100 miles north to Cincinnati, another city that has great NBA ties with Oscar Robertson and Jerry Lucas? I'm not knocking Louisville, but I don't really understand why Louisville is a college basketball town.
There's got to be a place in Buffalo called a War Memorial, right? Isn't that a mandatory thing in old eastern cities, Tony?
They got a
hockey arena.
Paying
attention to this and getting yourself worked up is like getting yourself worked up over Wisconsin's chances of being in the playoffs. Stop. Okay? Because it ain't going to happen that they're going to play in Louisville, and it ain't going to happen that Wisconsin is going to win the Big Ten. So stop.
Let me ask you a question before I just point out, if the Nassau Coliseum still exists, you can play there. You can play in the Nassau Coliseum.
There you go.
Is it upset alert for Nebraska and Ohio State?
I'm tempted. I'm not going to go all the way there. No, I think it's going to be a much better game than people think. If Nebraska wins this game, I will wear a Nebraska hat Monday on the show. I will.
Tremendous.
I will.
Let's
Tells
take
you who
a
I'm
break.
Rooting for this
As you prepare to stick
rooting
your head in a Nebraska hat for your boy Mike Gleason.
That's right, Gleason.
Coming up, a huge showdown tonight between Danny Dimes and your boy Carson Wentz. I know who you'd rather have, Carson Wentz.
Buy a Nebraska cap. I can borrow one. And in real football Sunday, who would you rather have, Big Ben or Ryan Tannehill? That's a trick question too, right?
Mike Gleason reference. Are you happy? Are you happy?
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
It's time for Toss Up, where I play the role of Shakhtar. And Wilbon plays the role of Real Madrid.
You don't even know who Shakhtar
Let's get the first
is.
One from the producer over the loudspeaker.
Toss up, they play Sunday. Who would you rather have, Ben Roethlisberger or Ryan Tannehill?
I'm going to take Tannehill because, in the same way that soup and salad comes with most entrees, Derrick Henry comes with Ryan Tannehill. I want him. His numbers are better than Roethlisberger's right now this year.
Give me the numbers.
He's got a higher completion percentage, more passing yards,
like
more
tonight.
Touchdowns, a higher rating. Their team scores more than Pittsburgh. They have the second most points scored. And in his time as a starter with Tennessee, 40 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. Give me Tannehill.
In his time as a starter, how many damn Super Bowls has he been to?
None.
In his time as a starter, how many
recently.
Super Bowls has Big Ben Roethlisberger been to, and how many has he won?
Probably two of three. That's a long time ago.
Your mic needs to be cut off. In the last 15 years, Ben Roethlisberger, okay, after Tom Brady, but right up there, people talk about Drew Brees all the time. Roethlisberger's had at least as good a career as Drew Brees, and Drew Brees has been great.
No.
Roethlisberger gets short shrift from you for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm taking him and the Steelers over the Titans.
That's fine.
Even though I love Derrick Henry.
Do you want to hear an amazing fact? This will be the sixth time that teams with records of 5-0 or better are playing against each other. The previous five winners have all gone to the Super Bowl.
What's next?
Toss up. They play tonight. Who would you rather have, Daniel Jones or Carson Wentz?
I'm going to take Carson Wentz just to annoy you because you think he stinks to high heaven.
No, I don't, actually.
But I'm going to tell you this.
I'll tell you this.
You know that Wentz's 8 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, that's bad. But is it as bad as Danny Dimes' 3-6? You think Wentz's 71.2 rating is bad? Because that's bad. It's the third worst in football. But, oh, Danny Dimes' 71.0, even worse. How about Jones's 15 fumbles in 19
again.
Games?
Seriously.
How about that? You think the Eagles stink with 141 points, and they do?
Yeah.
How about the Giants with 101?
You know,
go ahead.
I don't hate Carson Wentz, and I don't hate Danny Dimes. I hate all the fools that run around every summer and into the fall telling us how great Carson Wentz is going to be and how he has to be in the top of the 25. And he doesn't have to be in the top anything, okay? He's got to earn it, and he hasn't earned it. It's okay. He may earn it. He's a talented dude, and he may earn it. I don't hate him. And Danny Dimes, I hate the
people who call him
Danny Dimes, who came up with that nickname. You know when your name should be Dimes? If you are Magic Johnson, your name can be Dimes because you're dropping that. He's not dropping anything but the football usually. So I wish I had a clicker, and I wish I had something else to watch, but I don't. Because there's no World Series on tonight, and there's nothing else. We would be at a time of the NHL playing already, but I'm stuck with this game of your two sorry I-95 nothing teams. Your teams.
Anybody who thinks that Dimes Johnson is a better nickname than Magic Johnson,
I didn't say better.
Be on television.
You can call
That's
him
it.
That.
Put another win in my Wikipedia page, wherever that is. Let's take one last break, but still to come is Dez Bryant finally back in the NFL.
Bubba Wallace announces his card number for Michael Jordan's team. You want to guess?
45.
How funny would it be if it was 45? Like, you and I are the only people old enough to get it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 44th birthday, Brad Stevens. He was an astonishing success in college, taking Butler to the final game 2 years in a row and coming within a back-rimmed, last-second bomb by Gordon Hayward of winning the national championship over Duke. He was 166-49, tremendous. From Butler, he went to the Boston Celtics to assume the most storied of all NBA jobs, the one Red Auerbach defined. But Stevens hasn't had a Bill Russell or a Dave Cowens or a Larry Bird to get him a championship. Stevens has done well in 8 seasons in Boston. In his last 4 seasons, he got to the conference finals 3 times, but not beyond. This year, he was beaten by Miami. By all accounts, he's a very good coach, and he could have the Celtics job for the next 30 years, but he's got to get to the NBA finals or he'll be seen as underproducing. Far too many banners in those rafters will haunt him. His Achilles heel so far, Mike, is a 37-36 playoff record.
Well, yeah, Tony, that. And now the Lakers have caught the Celtics, 17 titles apiece. And that's on Brad's watch. He's a terrific coach. But, Tony, you're right. They got to win. There are all kinds of rumors out there about the Warriors and Celtics making some draft involved trade as well, in which Marcus Smart can wind up in Golden State, but Boston gets that number two pick. So we'll see if that happens. But Brad's a terrific coach. But yes, in Boston, you got to get to the finals.
Happy anniversary, Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes. On this day 4 years ago, Mayfield's Oklahoma Sooners defeated Mahomes' Texas Red Raiders 66-59. Both teams set the NCAA record for combined yards with 1,708, breaking the previous record by 60 yards. Mayfield passed for 545 and 7 touchdowns. Mahomes threw it a mind-numbing 88 times, gained 734 yards. He also rushed for 85 yards for 819 total, a record, and he lost. Mayfield, who had transferred from Tech, was back in Lubbock for the first time. He and Mahomes knew each other well. Mayfield hosted Mahomes on his official visit to Tech. Together, they combined for 1,279 passing yards, the most ever. At that time, Mayfield was a year away from winning the Heisman Trophy and was far better known than Mahomes. Mayfield became the number one overall pick by Cleveland. He's had modest success. He's done many great commercials. Mahomes, meanwhile, has won the MVP, and he's won the Super Bowl. He's got a bunch of good commercials on his own.
You know what softened me on Mayfield a little bit? Now I have to credit the marketing people, which I don't often do, because usually I hate the marketing people. What softened me on Mayfield are the commercials. They're not
They're just good.
They are great. They're entertaining, and they present him in a different and flattering light. They do. Good for him.
Absolutely. That is absolutely true. Happy trails to Dez Bryant's unemployment. The NFL Network is reporting that the Baltimore Ravens plan to add three-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Dez Bryant to their practice squad. Bryant was sensational with the Dallas Cowboys, but he hasn't played in an NFL game since 2017. He briefly signed with the Saints after Dallas, but suffered an injury in his first practice, and that was that. Bryant worked out with Baltimore in August, but no deal was reached. Maybe it's easier to reach a deal when the Ravens realize they've had only two touchdowns from the wide receivers so far this season and seven from their tight ends. Bryant, who turns 32 next month, is attempting to become the second Pro Bowl wide receiver since the merger to miss two full seasons and then return to the NFL. Josh Gordon was the first. How'd that work out? And if we're talking about Dez Bryant and Josh Gordon, how long until we talk about Antonio Brown?
How desperate and how oblivious would you have to be to want Antonio Brown on your team when you've seen what's happened? You saw what he did to Mike Tomlin all the way back to when he was filming during post-game speech after a game, all the way back to that. And it's just episode after episode after episode. I would take Dez Bryant, and I'm glad to see the Ravens did in a heartbeat, over Antonio Brown.
One correction. Wilbon said Northwestern has beaten Wisconsin 3 out of the last 5 years. That was close. Wisconsin has beaten Northwestern 3 out of the last 5 years.
I don't count one of those.
Really?
Okay, yeah, that's great. Saying.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The Ravens also added defensive end Yannick Ngakoue through a trade with the Vikings. Is that significant?
No. The Raiders' entire offensive line remained out of practice today due to contract tracing after Trent Brown's positive. Your thoughts on that?
I think they should have moved that game to Monday night. Instead, they moved it up on Sunday to 1 o'clock.
I thought they would do it, too.
I don't understand that. Bubba Wallace's car from Michael Jordan's team will officially be number 23. That was the only choice, wasn't it?
45 would have been funny, but 23 is the only choice. College football tonight, Arkansas State and App State. Who you got?
I got A State. I figure I'm covered if I got A State. Last one, Europa League soccer started today. Oh, where's it been? What stood out?
You know Arsenal's 2-1 win over Rapid Vienna stood out. You know that. Big day for the Gunners.
Out of time. The Gunners. Try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
19 years.
Happy anniversary.
Much.